Researchers at the Victorian Breast Cancer Consortium in the Australian city of Melbourne say they have discovered the stem cell that controls the formation of breast tissue. Stem cells are the basic building blocks of all body parts, from muscles to blood vessels to nerves. The Australians isolated these newly identified stem cells from the breasts of female mice. Under normal circumstances, this type of stem cell produces healthy breast tissue. But a genetic predisposition to cancer or exposure to carcinogens can cause a particular cell to grow into a cancerous tumor. The existence of these rogue stem cells could explain why some women begin developing breast tumors again following chemotherapy, a development that has puzzled scientists and doctors for many years. Chemotherapy is most effective at destroying cancer cells that divide rapidly. But the newly found stem cell divides slowly. It can survive for months or even years after chemotherapy and then break out into a new cancer. The leader of the Australian research team, Jane Visveda, says the main goal of her team is to understand how these stem cells work and then find a drug that will stop them from becoming malignant.
My main goal is to understand the nature of both the normal stem cell and the stem cells that become aberrant and accumulate errors in breast cancers, and therefore use this information to try and design drugs to target these cells.
Mrs. Visveda says it could take 10 to 20 years to develop such a drug. In the next step of the research, tumor samples from human breast cancer patients will be analyzed to confirm the findings of the mouse model. Mrs. Visveda says the research team was also able to grow fully functional breasts in mice from the stem cells. But she says that growing new breasts in human patients to replace breasts removed because of cancer is only a remote possibility.
And that's because mouse and breast tissue differ quite significantly in their makeup. The hormones and growth factors that are likely to be involved in regenerating the breast will also be involved in the tumorigenic process that is leading cells to become cancerous.
In other words, the same factors that might cause a new breast to grow might also cause a new cancer. The findings of the Australian researchers, published in the scientific journal Nature this week, have been corroborated by a Canadian research team. Claudia Blume, VOA News, Hong Kong.